From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. There's been a bit of an earthquake in the world of Arkansas athletics, although this one, maybe unlike an earthquake, was fairly predictable. UA Athletic Director Jeff Long has been sent packing by UA officials. Rex Nelson, a connoisseur of traditional Arkansas culture and a longtime football announcer in his own right, joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Jacob. Good being with you.
For those of us who are blissfully unaware of what's been going on in Arkansas athletics this football season, why don't you try to catch us up? There's been a lot of pressure on Jeff Long this year. Why?
Yeah, I think because over the last few years, this is not something that happened overnight, but over the past few years, he has lost support, especially outside of Northwest Arkansas. I think a lot of key supporters of the Arkansas athletic program in Central Arkansas, in South Arkansas, in East Arkansas had become very alienated with Mr. Long. The Board of Trustees were beginning to receive those complaints on a regular basis, and I think the handwriting certainly was on the wall ever since last week's Board of Trustees meeting when they were in executive session for more than 3 hours.
Yeah, sure. And the football team's record has not been very good this year overall. Brett Bielema has a losing record overall, I believe, right? 29-32. Or something to that effect. And you mentioned the program at ASU. The Red Wolves have had some stadium expansions, lots of excitement. And here at UA Little Rock, there's been a feasibility study in the offing.
Absolutely.
Being fired, you know, it's normally not good, but Long does have some pretty comfortable payouts coming through the early 2020s, getting thousands of dollars every month even after he's gone. What are the terms of this deal, and does it seem unusual to you in terms of other big schools for athletic programs?
No, that is typical in big-time athletics now. It is a big business. It is much like when the CEO of a major corporation is let go. I mean, to the average Arkansan, you're staggered by the amount, more than $80,000 a year that will be paid out for the next several years for somebody who's gone. But I've got to tell you, in the world of Power Five athletics, as they call the top five conferences in the country, this is not unusual at all.
So where does UA Athletics go from here? The football team has some games left this season, obviously. The athletic director job, there's an interim replacement, Julia Peoples, from within the athletic department. What should we expect, and do you know how fast this might move?
I think things will move very quickly. I think probably you will first see an athletic director named maybe within a week or two, because you want a new AD in place that helps hire the new coach. And then I think you'll see a new football coach hired very soon after that. I would expect us no later than the Sunday after the Missouri game, which is a week from this next Sunday, to hear that Brett Bielema is gone. I've got to tell you, I would not be surprised, though, if we didn't hear it this Sunday, the day after the Mississippi State game, and Arkansas has an interim head coach for that final game of the season against Missouri.
Obviously, with Coach Bobby Petrino, Bielema's, one of Bielema's predecessors, that was kind of a shock to happen in the midseason like that. But we've had several long-term athletic directors. What is this like in the UA's athletic department program history, a moment like this?
Well, again, Frank Broyles was athletic director for so many years. That's what many of us just grew up knowing in the state of Arkansas. We didn't know anything differently. Jeff Long was then in place for almost 10 years. I think at this point what we're going to see the University of Arkansas do is go back to somebody with Arkansas ties, either somebody who played the sport at the University of Arkansas or somebody who was born or raised here in the state of Arkansas. A name I hear a lot is the former Auburn head coach and former Ole Miss head coach, Tommy Tuberville, who, of course, is a South Arkansas native. He went to Camden Harmony Grove for high school and Southern Arkansas University and Magnolia for college. That's one of those names I hear bandied about a lot. I think we will see that type of person hired as the next athletic director.
The man, the myth, the legend, Rex Nelson, thanks as always for your insight into Arkansas's great cultural institution, the University of Arkansas's athletics program.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.